Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10, Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo. And a Cambridge man is supporting staff at Govia Thameslink with their well-being. Jamie Blower is the train company's well-being manager. He is on the line now. Good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning.
Ah, there you are. A slight delay on the line, as sometimes happens. Good to speak to you. What does a well-being manager do?
So, the main aspect of my role is to ensure the support available for the rail staff. So, whether that's a mental health problem, weight management, or diabetes, to make sure they all have the support and guidance made available to them.
And what's your background? What other jobs have you done prior to joining the railways?
So previously worked as a physiologist, providing health and wellbeing support and in the health and wellbeing industry for around 5 years or so, whether or not that's at a health and wellbeing charity or at a pharmaceutical company, similar roles of making support available to employees.
And is this a new type of role? I'm thinking, I confess, it's a few years since I worked in a proper office. But then, I guess, if you had an issue, you'd go to human resources, perhaps. But this seems to be a dedicated role. Do we find it in other companies as well, outside of the rail sector?
I think so. I think the health and wellbeing industry is fastly evolving, which is really pleasing to see. I think the stigma around sort of mental ill health has been paramount previously in terms of health and wellbeing in workplace. So I think, yeah, it's great to see that the role has fastly evolved at companies.
Morning, Jamie. It's Lucy here. I was going to ask, what's the most common problems that you come across?
I think the stigma surrounding mental ill health has been a common problem. However, you know, conversations around talking about it becomes important. So education of those talking with an employee or even nationally talking with a friend or a family member, talking about mental health and how to get better. Has been a common problem and a common theme for various companies and industries.
It is interesting. I find with people who are living with mental health issues, there's sort of some people will, you know, quite happily tell everybody these days that they have a problem. That's almost part of, I wouldn't say the healing process, that's the wrong word, but they're happy to be out there and make it known to the world. But there are some people who do still suffer in silence. You know, is it your part of the role of the well-being manager to try and tease those people out a bit and make them, even if it's just with one person, to make them discuss what they're going through?
Yeah, that's right. And I guess during this difficult time around the COVID pandemic, it's hard for some individuals, whether or not they've been in isolation or at home or they don't have a network, to find someone that can support them. So that, yeah, the main aspect of the role is to make support available and make all employees know that they can access it.
So is it for staff or for passengers, or is it sort of a mix of the two?
So my role mainly is for the staff. So the railway staff at Govia Thameslink is around just over 7,000. However, we do run campaigns like Brew Monday in January, where Samaritans would go to the stations to raise support, so customers know that support is available to them.
Right.
So it does on both sides. I guess, you know, being the railways, we do sadly get fatalities from time to time for all sorts of reasons. That must be something which is particularly difficult to help staff deal with.
Yeah, of course. And like every other problem, it's really beneficial or can be really beneficial to talk about it, especially if the individual doesn't have any support network available to them. So if that's friends or family at home to talk about the traumatic incident that occurred at work. So we've set up a peer-to-peer support system for those individuals that have experienced a traumatic incident to have somebody to talk to prevent the progression of that problem.
There was a great series on, I think Sky showed it over here, it was an HBO programme, I think it was called something like In Treatment, and Gabriel Byrne was this psychologist, and every day was stripped across the week, and every day he would deal with a different, often regular patient or client. And on the last day of the week, on the Friday episode, he'd then talk about his own problems. How do you deal with your issues, unwinding, if you like, after soaking up all the stories you've heard from the rest of the week?
Yeah, it's always difficult to practice what you preach, isn't it? And I think for myself, it's, you know, taking time out in the evenings to decompress, whether or not that's even just going for a run or a cycle up the busway, or cooking a meal from scratch. I think it really helps to unwind from the conversations throughout the day and, yeah, really step back and close your laptop down and step away from it.
And please, I'm not the only person who goes up and down the busway just for fun. what else do you do? Because obviously you are a Cambridge person. I hear you've gotten into climbing, which, bearing in mind the distinct lack of hills around here, how do you do that?
So it's actually a Rainbow Rocket, which is just off Mill Road, one of the indoor climbing centres. Yeah, fantastic. Any Cambridge local, I'd definitely recommend going down to visit. Yeah, certainly good to unwind. Something a little bit different as well, to go climbing indoors.
Yeah, no, sounds like it. Well, look, Jamie, very good to speak to you this morning. Do you, at the moment, are you sort of based from home in Cambridge, or are you sort of in the station sometimes?
Yeah, that's right. So the main thing is providing support virtually. So things like I mentioned, like trim, making sure that they're available at home. So, yeah. Which is, you know, really good that now we can do it through technology to provide support that way.
Yeah, well, very good of you to use technology to speak to us this morning as well. It's Jamie Blower, who is wellbeing manager for Fergovia Thameslink. Takes us to 17 after 8.
Cambridge 105 Radio.